Good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday at this time on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, of great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too, but even if you haven't, join me for an hour, listen to some old records, and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today we're going to hear original recordings of all the songs that were on your hit parade 65 years ago, on April the 15th, 1939. The hit parade was broadcast on network radio from New York or Hollywood every Saturday evening for 23 years, from 1935 to 1958. It was the first and perhaps the best measure of a song's popularity. Listeners across North America tuned their radios and, after 1950, their television sets to the hit parade every week. This was well before Top 40 radio and the proliferation of lists of hit records, and it was how you kept up with popular songs. 1939 is infamous in history as the year the Second World War began, but in popular music it was the height of the swing era, with the big bands providing most of the popular music. There were a few great vocalists, too, but the bands were the dominant feature on radio programs, in theaters and dance ballrooms, and in record stores. We're going to hear several of them today, and we'll begin with three of them and the songs at the bottom of the hit parade list of the top 10. The number 8 song was Little Skipper, written, I've read somewhere, for the son of orchestra leader Tommy Dorsey, and we'll hear his record of it. The hit record of the number 10 song was by Artie Shaw, with Helen Forrest singing I Want My Share of Love. And first, Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with Bob Eberle, and a song adapted from a Tchaikovsky melody, number 9, Our Love.
Through the night time, it is the message of the breeze. Our love is like an evening prayer. I can hear it in every whisper of the tree. And you're so always near to me, wherever you may be. I see your face in stars above, as I dream on in all the magic of our love. your face in stars above, as I dream on in all the magic of all love. Our love.
Skipper, it's time to sail for Blanket Bay. far away. At the foot of your bed is your faithful little crew. It's your old puppy dog keeping watch the whole night through. Sail away, my little skipper. Good night and pleasant dreams to you.
That was Little Skipper, the number 8 song on the hit parade 65 years ago. We heard Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Jack Leonard on the vocal. Before that, we heard number 10, I Want My Share of Love, with Artie Shaw and the orchestra with Helen Forrest singing. And we began with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra and Bob Everly on the vocal of Our Love, which was based on Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. It was making its first appearance on Your Hit Parade, and it would be the number one song in the middle of May. Well, now let's go on up the Hit Parade list, and we'll hear two more big bands and one of the singers that I mentioned. First, the singer, Canadian Dick Todd, with number 6, which was adapted from the Boy Scouts anthem, and it was called Little Sir Echo. Then, the number 7 song on Your Hit Parade of the 15th of April, 1939, it was I'm Afraid the Masquerade is Over, and there were hit records of it by both Jimmy Dorsey's and Larry Clinton's orchestra. We'll hear the latter with the vocal by B. Wayne. The number 5 song was a classic song written by Hoagy Carmichael, I Get Along Without You Very Well. Terry Allen sings it with Red Norvo's orchestra. But first, here's Dick Todd.
Hello.
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 Little Sir Echo, I'm very blue. Hello.
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 Won't you come over and play? You're a nice little fellow, I know by your voice that you're always so far away. Sometimes I hear your voice so very distinctly. Sometimes so far. It's age that is gone with the dawn.
Hello.
nice little fellow. I know by your voice that you're always so far away.
I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired, now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise, and learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears in my eyes. You look the same, you're a lot the same, but my heart says no, no, you're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is and so is love, and so is
my heart in two.
Red Norvo and his orchestra with Terry Allen on the vocal, I Get Along Without You Very Well. Before that, we heard Larry Clinton and his orchestra with B. Wayne singing The Masquerade Is Over, and Dick Todd opened with Little Sir Echo. On I've Heard That Song Before today, we're listening to all the songs that were on your hit parade 65 years ago, on the 15th of April, 1939. 1939 was, for the most part, a terrible year. In March, Hitler's German army entered Prague and made Bohemia and Moravia a Nazi protectorate, while the other part of Czechoslovakia, Slovakia, became a German puppet state. Mussolini's Italy took over Albania, and Italy and Germany formed a fascist alliance. In September of 1939, Hitler invaded Poland, and Poland's allies, Britain and France, went to war to defend it. Canada and the other dominions of the Commonwealth were quickly at war, too. Germany and the Soviet Union signed a surprising non-aggression pact. There was other news. The Spanish Civil War ended in the spring of 1939. King George VI and Queen Elizabeth paid a royal visit to Canada then and went on to the USA, the first time that there had been a visit by the reigning monarch. Two classic movies appeared, both directed by Victor Fleming: Gone with the Wind, the Oscar winner, and The Wizard of Oz, with the Oscar-winning song Over the Rainbow. Other popular films in a marvelous year for the movies in Hollywood were Wuthering Heights, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, Of Mice and Men, Stagecoach, Intermezzo, Dark Victory, from Britain, The Four Feathers, and from France, Les Règles du Jeu. Books published in 1939 were The Grapes of Wrath, Finnegan's Wake, The Big Sleep, and Pale Horse, Pale Rider, T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, the basis for the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Cats, was also among the new books of 1939. The New York Yankees won the World Series with Joe DiMaggio, the American League's leading hitter. Boston beat Toronto for the Stanley Cup. Among the well-known people who were born in 1939 were Bobby Hull, Brian Mulroney, Margaret Atwood, John Cleese, Margaret Drabble, Ralph Lauren, and Lily Tomlin. And among the popular songs early in the year, though they had dropped off the hit parade by mid-April, were these next three: Gotta Get Some Shut-Eye, in a record by Glenn Miller's orchestra with Marion Hutton on the vocal; Could Be, a record from England with Giraldo's orchestra and Al Boley singing; and first, a Rodgers and Hart song from their Broadway musical The Boys from Syracuse. Martha Tilton sings with Benny Goodman's orchestra, This Can't Be Love.
No sobs, no sorrows, no love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
Just a big balloon, and not that yellow moon above. Could be your angel face, it's something out of space, and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine, is just a valentine, and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Beep, beep, beep. shut eye, give the world the go-by. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do. Gotta get some shut eye where the kisses flow by. Got an awful lot of dreams to come true. Gonna let that sandman sprinkle me with stars. Only hope that old lamplighter lets me hold my baby tighter. So I'm going bye-bye, catch myself some shut-eye. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do.
His orchestra with Marion Hutton, Gotta Get Some Shut-Eye. Before that, we heard Al Boley with Giraldo and the orchestra from England and Could Be. And Martha Tilton with Benny Goodman's wonderful orchestra, This Can't Be Love. Three songs that were very popular early in 1939. Well, now, let's get back as we listen to I've Heard That Song Before here on CHUO-FM to your hit parade of 65 years ago, the top 10 songs of the week as broadcast on the network radio on the 15th of April, 1939. The number 3 song brings us a record by Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, another great Canadian export, with an English song that had just spent 5 weeks as number 2, but didn't make it to number 1, Penny Serenade. Then the Andrews Sisters with a novelty song at its peak of popularity, number 4, Hold Tight. Number 2 was a ballad that would be in first place for the next 2 weeks, Heaven Can Wait. We'll hear the hit record by Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. Not Canadian, incidentally, despite taking the name of what was in the 30s Toronto's biggest ballroom in the castle, if you will, of Casa Loma. Right now, though, let's listen to number 3 on our hit parade this morning, Guy Lombardo with a trio and Penny Serenade.
Lovely senorita, and she smiled while I softly played my penny serenade. CCC, you can hear it for a penny. CCC, just a penny serenade. In her eyes shone the tender dawn of love and sweet surrender. As for me, in
my heart I played a lover's serenade. See, 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 hear my love song for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. For that night so divine, she was mine, no word had been spoken. When I woke from my dream, she was gone, my poor heart was broken. Still I pray that wherever she may be, she will remember. In her heart, she will always hear my penny serenade. See, 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 hear my love song for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade.
Thank you.
can wait. This is paradise, just being here with you and breathing the air you do. Heaven can wait. Oh, darling, it's true. This is paradise, gazing at all your charms. It's heavenly in your arms. Heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the skies. Now I look at heaven when I look into your eyes. Heaven can wait. This is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can wait.
Heaven Can Wait, sung by Clyde Burke with Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, the number two song on the hit parade 65 years ago. Before that, we heard the Andrews Sisters with Hold Tight and Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians with Penny Serenade. Well, now we come to the number one song of the week 65 years ago. It was really a big hit in that spring of 1939, and this was its last of 7 weeks at the pinnacle of the hit parade. The music was composed by Peter DeRose as a piano piece in 1934. Then words were added by Mitchell Parrish, also the lyricist for Stardust and many others. There were 5 popular records of it, 4 of them by big bands, with the highest chart positions going to Larry Clinton and Jimmy Dorsey. But the band vocalists, even the very best of them, and we've heard some this morning, functioned as part of the band, and for this song, I prefer the more intimate version recorded by Bing Crosby, who sang much more direct to the individual. I hope you'll agree as we listen to number one, Deep Purple.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple dream. The mist of a memory. You wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. As long as my heart will beat, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple dream.
That was pretty good. Bing Crosby with Matty Malnick's orchestra, and that was Matty on the violin. Deep Purple, the number one song 65 years ago. And that song remained popular for many years. It was revived as a big hit in 1963 by Nino Temple and April Stevens, and again in 1976 by Donny and Marie Osmond. Well, now it's time to wind up today's program. And we'll hear a couple more songs that had been on Your Hit Parade earlier in 1939, but weren't in the top 10 in April. Broadway star Ethel Merman sings a song by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields from the musical Stars in Your Eyes, in which she had a major role. The song is called This Is It. Then Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. Kay was the popular host of the College of Musical Knowledge on radio. Ginny Simms and Harry Babbitt take the vocal on The Umbrella Man, which spent 11 weeks on the hit parade and was number 2 early in March. And we'll conclude with a future hit, one that was just beginning to be heard. Once again, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, with Frankie Carl on the piano. He composed Sunrise Serenade. Right now, though, Ethel Merman.
Something must have happened to my heart just now. And you know, we too know. This is it, my great romance. I want to hang on to this one big chance. You're mine, my loneliness dies. Stars in my eyes. Oh, it fills me up to such a height to know this is so very real and right. And I thought love passed me by. But I must admit, this is it. Oh,
this is it.
Oh,
my great romance.
Oh,
I want to hang on.
Oh,
to this one big
when you tell me.
This is it.
This is it.
Babbitt introduce you to the Umbrella Man.
Toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-i. Any umbrellas to fix today. Bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. It looks like rain.
Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter.
Don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrella, then go on his way. Singing toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-ay.
Toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today.
When there's a lull and things are dull, he sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood. And they say he's very good. Why, he'll darn a sock or set a clock, fix an apple cart, or even a broken heart. He'll mend anything, but he'd much rather sing.
Toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-i-ay. Any umbrellas to fix today. He'll patch up your troubles and go on his way. Singing toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-ay.
Toodle-umma-lumma, toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today. Any umbrellas to fix today.
Frankie Carl on the piano. He wrote this song, Sunrise Serenade. Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, before we heard that song about the umbrella by Kay Kaiser, and This Is It with Ethel Merman. You've been listening to songs from Your Hit Parade of the 15th of April, 1939, and I hope that you've enjoyed hearing them. I thank you for listening. I'm David Peel, and I hope you'll join me again next Sunday morning for more popular music from the years from the 1920s to the 1950s on I've Heard That Song Before here on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa.